You know, you get drafted to a team, and those coaches and those guys upstairs, they have the ideas of what they want you to play and how they want you to do it. But as players, you do what you're asked to do, and you do it to the best of your ability because we're competitors. You tell us we can't run through a wall, we're going to show you we can run through a wall. You know, that's just how we are. And
are you at all frustrated that you can't rush faster more?
I do what I'm asked to do, and I try to do it to the best of my ability. And I'm pretty sure that the time will come where roles will flip and we do some more stuff, but we'll see.
I'm not sure how many snaps you had yesterday, but after just four the week before, was it particularly satisfying to get that pick then and show that you can help this team?
I mean, anytime you pick off a Pro Bowler, that's definitely satisfying. That's satisfaction enough, but just a good play.
You were back it yesterday. Do you feel like there was a lot of opportunities wasted you guys gave on the way?
What can you tell you?
Yeah, when you look back at the big picture, there was a lot of plays that kind of got away from you guys' opportunities. Do you look at guys, do you let one slip away?
We played a tough game. They played a tough game. They just, at the end of the day, made more plays than we made. Like I said earlier, we have to go back and practice and clean up those mistakes and make sure we make those tough plays to finish games in the future.
How do you bounce back from two real tough losses in the last 3 weeks?
You go back on the practice field and you work. Like I said, you pound it in the film room. Get on the practice field and you execute those techniques. You put a good solid game plan together from the coaches, and then it's up to us on Sundays to execute.
Do you worry about guys hanging their heads or not being
definitely? I mean, the guys know we put a solid game together. Unfortunately, we didn't come out on the winning side, but I mean, it's definitely something to build on, and it's definitely something that we can move forward and say, well, you know, we can play this way, we can play that way. So I mean, I don't think there's anybody here that's hanging their head.
Why do you think, Kiki, the defense hasn't played better overall in the first 6 weeks?
I wouldn't say we haven't played well. We've put some solid games together. In our rooms, in our individual rooms, we graded plus and minus every play. I mean, and the goal is to fill up the grade sheet with positives. And guys are doing that.
But when you look at this, when you look at the numbers, I mean, a couple weeks ago you guys were last in the league, statistically anyway, defensively, and you were 30th going into this game. So, you know, how can it be all those pluses when the results don't show that?
I mean, we're not going out playing high school teams. We're playing pro teams that can make plays. We're playing guys that it's their job to move the ball just like it's our job to stop them. And unfortunately, somebody has to come up on the short end of the play. But our guys are doing our job. We're doing our jobs, and we're making plays. And like I said, like sometimes somebody make one more play.
You guys gave up, you know, a lot of rushing yards again yesterday. How do you fix that, especially going in?
Stop the run.
We
stop the run. You tackle, you block release, you got guys coming down, fixing anything that leaks out. It's football. I mean, you just tackle. If you see the guy with the ball, and he comes in your gap, you hit him, you tackle him, you get off the field.
Do